Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting third. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Salada. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting ninth. The third baseman, George Brett. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salada scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is hit by the pitch. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Salada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salada hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Sharp. Salada reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Saleta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Wolford moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. Wolford moves to third. Rojas moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae is walked intentionally. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cowens. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sharp scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Healy and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Saleta is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sharp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wood, and towards Dent, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Frank White pinch runs for Richie Sheinblum. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Tony Saleta. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. White moves to second. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.